to Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. Good morning. This is Pastor Tony. Let's spend a few minutes together on this Lord's Day. Worship is a big part of our lives. The Bible says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For He is our God, and we the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Worship is not just something we do on Sundays, but worship is the life we are to live. Worship is not an option. God commands us to worship. God designed us to worship. When the problems of life bear down on you, don't complain, worship. When folks talk about you, just worship. If you are stuck in the dark valley, stop struggling and just worship. When doctors do all they can and the aches and pains continue, worship. Worship brings us into the very presence of God. In God's presence, what else could possibly matter? May God bless you on this Palm Sunday. What an event. On this day, Jesus triumphantly entered Jerusalem to officially declare himself as Israel's king and Messiah. What a scene this must have been. Groups of people from all walks of life worshiping King Jesus. To some, Jesus is an unwanted figure with wooing power none has ever seen. To some, Jesus is the long-awaited king and savior of Israel. Some are mere onlookers caught up in the excitement and want to be in the crowd. To some, Jesus is the king who is expected to overthrow the Romans. To you, who is this King Jesus? How quickly things change. On Palm Sunday, Jesus rides into Jerusalem. By Friday, days later, Jesus is on trial. On Palm Sunday, the Jews were ecstatically waving their palms and crying, "Hail King Jesus." By Friday, the Jews were demanding Jesus be crucified. On Palm Sunday, Jesus is received as King, Savior, and Lord. By Friday, Jesus is rejected. Have you ever worshiped Jesus in a Sunday church service? And by Monday, you were using Christ's name in vain. How quickly things change. Jesus challenges the religious order of the day that sets in motion a series of trials, actually illegal trials, by the Jewish officials who should have known Jesus was the prophesied Messiah, the very Son of God. The Jewish officials were already plotting against Jesus, but decided to wait until after the Passover. You know the story. Jesus would be arrested and put on trial during the Passover, and he was ultimately crucified, being the very Passover lamb. The Bible says, "Worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Jesus came into the world to be the salvation for every sinner enslaved to sin. Jesus willingly shed his blood to secure our salvation from the penalty of sin, eternal death. And what is the significance of Jesus' blood? The blood of Jesus is the only cleansing agent that cuts through the crud of sin, that completely wipes away the residue of sin. Until sinners are washed in the blood of the Lamb, they are an abomination to God. For a few moments, let's consider this meditation theme. Can you handle the truth? From Palm Sunday, fast forward in time to the wee hours on Friday. Jesus is on trial. The Jewish officials convene a trial with a verdict already decided. So intent on condemning Jesus, the chief priests, the elders, and the Sanhedrin council arranged for false witnesses to testify. They needed testimony to convict Jesus of a crime deserving of death. This was a trial founded on lies and injustice. My friends, the fix was in. An illegal trial, false witnesses, corrupt verdict, and Jesus denied defense counsel. The Jewish officials hated Jesus enough to set aside the truth of Jesus' person in exchange for fabricated evidence to manipulate Pontius Pilate to order the death of Jesus. The corrupt Jewish officials couldn't handle the truth of Jesus. The high priest knew his days were numbered in the face of God's divine truth. With a guilty verdict in hand, the Jewish officials take Jesus to Pilate. Let's look at scripture. The Bible says in John chapter 18, starting at verse 29, Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Amen. We know the story by now. Pilate didn't want anything to do with Jesus. In verse 38, Pilate replies to the Jewish officials, I find no fault in him, but the chief priests demand Jesus to be crucified. Pilate didn't want to do it, but he caves in and delivers Jesus to be crucified. Pilate didn't have the courage to release Jesus, even though he knew it was the right thing to do. Can you handle the truth? What are the consequences when you can't handle the truth of Jesus? If you disregard the truth of Jesus, how do you attain to salvation? How do you claim the promises of Christ while disregarding the truth of Jesus in your daily living? What is the reason people refuse to live by the truth of Jesus? When you can't handle the truth, the sole truth that secures salvation, your doom is assured. Consider the chief priests embracing the enemy to bring about Jesus' demise. The enemy of truth will lie, plot, scheme, and fabricate false testimony against you when Jesus is the truth you live by. Never lose sight of God, for he is always in control. While others condemn you, who can be against you when God is for you? When you properly apply the truth of Jesus, God's forgiveness will work its purpose in you. Those who condemn are ultimately condemned themselves. When you can't handle the truth of Jesus, you will fabricate evidence to conceal the truth of your hypocrisy. Even though there is forgiveness through the blood of Christ, many still choose to reject the truth that will save them. They refuse to live upright. These are the ones who can't handle the truth. My friends, take this with you today. There is no truth sweeter than Jesus the Christ, our Savior, Lord, and King. You can't handle the truth until you live by the truth of Jesus. Are you closing the gap between what you know to be the truth and how you live by the truth? Jesus said, Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Until you learn to rest in Jesus, you can't handle the truth. Be committed to the truth of Jesus. Jesus told us, learn of me and follow me. Expect to be put on trial as was Jesus. The truth is, if Jesus was hated, his disciples will be hated too. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? You can handle the truth. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Father God, we ask for these moments of worship and reflection will be planted in the good soil of our hearts. May the seed of your word blossom in us into an abundant spiritual harvest for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.